lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's stable land. By your grace then I have found, Lord, let my feet on higher ground.
It's a good life. Coming to you from Central Baptist Church, located at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
We've been studying biblical church structure as found in the book by the same name. It's written by Dr. Andy Bloom. Well, Dr. Bloom says that every Christian is to evangelize and then edify. You see, we have a mission. John 17 verse 18 says, as thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. Well, why was Jesus sent into the world? We know by studying the Word of God that it was to seek and to save the lost. Luke 19:10 says that. It says, for the Son of Man, that's Jesus, is come to seek and to save that which was lost. You see, every Christian is to seek the lost. Every Christian is to tell the lost that Jesus came to save them. Every Christian is to be able to teach those whom Jesus saves. And verses that tell us this, Acts chapter 1 and verse 8, says, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. You see, all saved people are to speak up, witness for the Lord. Psalm 107 and verse 2 says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. And then, of course, those familiar verses found in Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 and 19. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach, in other words, teach about salvation, all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. And verse 20 says, teaching them. First they get taught, they're told how to be saved, teach about salvation, go to all nations. And then verse 20 says, teaching them, that's the people who got saved, teaching them, saved people, to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Well, saved people, we are endued with power from the Holy Spirit to be witnesses of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And if you are saved, you have the Holy Spirit, and you have power to be a witness for the Lord. If you are not saved, you do not have the power of the Holy Spirit. Romans chapter 8 and verse 9 says, but ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. See, every person that trusts Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, they ask him to come into their heart. They say, Lord, forgive me. I know I've done wrong. I know I'm a sinner. I know I can't save myself. Lord, I'm sorry. Lord, the best I know how, I'm asking you to save me right now. When a person does that, the Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, and that when a person calls upon the name of the Lord to save them, then the Bible teaches us that at that moment, the Holy Spirit comes to indwell that person. The Bible says, grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you're sealed unto the day of redemption. He seals us. We're indwelt by the Holy Spirit. You see, as we keep studying, we find that one evidence of not being controlled or filled by the Holy Spirit is to what? Glorify the Spirit. Jesus glorified God the Father. And that is what we are to do. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 16, it says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. When you tell people how to be saved and you show them the way to heaven through the Word of God, then you're glorifying the Father because He sent the Son into the world to seek and to save those who are lost. And Psalm chapter 50 and verse 15 says, "And call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me." And that's speaking of God the Father. Jesus came to glorify God the Father, and that's what we're to do. Romans chapter 15 and verse 6, "That ye may with one mind and one mouth glorify God, even the Father of our Lord." Of our Lord, that verse says, of our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, never in the Word of God are we to single out the Holy Spirit for glorification. Now, that doesn't mean that we don't believe He is God. He is God. He's not God the Father. He's God the Holy Spirit. And we're to glorify God the Father. And the Holy Spirit is given to us so that we can glorify God the Father. You see, to act in a disorderly way, doing a church service with actions such as dancing, making unintelligible sounds and gibberish, running around whooping and hollering, rolling on the floor, and so forth, does not glorify God the Father. Many times people who do some of those things, such as I've just mentioned, will say they have been slain in the Spirit or received the baptism of the Spirit, or say something else that is glorifying the Spirit instead of God the Father. We're to glorify God the Father, not the Holy Spirit. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse 40, "Let all things be done decently and in order." And that's what we're looking at in this section of our study is order. As saved people, we are endued with power from the Holy Spirit as to be witnesses for the gospel of Jesus Christ. For the person who does those things unscriptural, the unscriptural things that I've just mentioned, I have a couple of questions. How many souls have you led to a real saving knowledge of Jesus Christ? How many souls have you personally witnessed to about the Lord from Scripture? And not by some experience you have had that is unscriptural. You see, a person is saved the same way as any other person, and that is through the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, not by worshiping the Spirit or paying homage to the Holy Spirit. Now, once again, I'm not saying that the Holy Spirit is not God. The Holy Spirit is God. But you see, there's a set order. God the Father sent the Son into the world to seek and to save those who were lost. And Jesus said that when He was going back to heaven, He said, "When I go back, I'm going to send you another Comforter. I'm sending you the Holy Spirit, and He's going to guide you into all truth." And folks, if we're not standing up for the truth, if we're not listening to God, if we're glorifying the Spirit, then the Holy Spirit is not guiding us into all truth. You must let the Holy Spirit guide you into all truth. And when He guides you, you're going to glorify God the Father, and you're not going to glorify the Spirit. You're going to glorify God. Well, some Christians, now we're talking about witnessing. We have a mission. Well, some Christians cannot witness because they have not grown in the grace and knowledge of the Lord. They're what we would say they are carnal. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 1 and 2, Paul the Apostle said, "And I, brethren," and he's speaking to saved people, "could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal," in other words, fleshly, "even as unto babes in Christ. I have fed you with milk and not with meat, for hitherto you were not able to bear it, neither yet now are ye able." Well, carnal, this is pertaining to the flesh. In other words, fleshly, sensual, opposed to spiritual. That's carnal pleasure. In other words, being in the natural state, unregenerate, acting like the unsaved people. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 2, it says, "As newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word." Why? "That ye may grow thereby." Paul said he fed these people with milk and they were not able to bear to get the real meat or to really get into the Word of God because they are not growing because they're not listening. They're not in the Word of God. 2 Peter chapter 2 or chapter 3 and verse 18 says, "But grow in grace." We're given this command from God. Grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To Him be glory both now and forever. Amen. We, that's saved people, grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord by studying His Word. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15 says, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." Why is it that so many of Christians do not grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ? Well, the Bible says it's work. We're to work. We're to study the Word of God. It doesn't come to us by lying down and waiting for a zap from the Holy Spirit. We get into the Word of God and let the Holy Spirit lead us and guide us through the Word. We study the Word of God. It's work. We need to be working, studying the Word of God. Many Christians are not able to witness for the Lord because they're not in the Word of God. They're afraid because they have not studied the Word and they have not let the Holy Spirit lead and guide them the way that they should be guided. Well, something else that I see is some Christians cannot witness or teach because they are too busy causing envy, strife, and division in the church. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 3 says, "For ye are yet carnal. For whereas there is among you envy, strife, and divisions, are ye not carnal and walk as men?" In other words, you're yet carnal, you're walking like unsaved people. All Christians have the opportunity and ability to teach new believers if they take the opportunity and present the Word of God as it is to men as they are. Again, the command is given to us by our Lord in Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 20. "And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore," that's us, that's saved people, "go ye therefore and teach all nations," tell them how to be saved, baptizing them after they get saved, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them after they're saved, in other words, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. That's Jesus Christ giving us our marching orders to go forth and tell people Jesus saves. John chapter 17 and verse 18 says, "As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world." Who are them? Spoken of by Jesus in John 17, 18, it's those of us who are saved. We are them. According to John 17 and verse 20, who? John 20 and verse 21 says, "You." John 17, 20, "Neither pray I for these alone," this is his disciples at that time he was praying, "but for them who also which shall believe on me through their word." Their word is the writings of those who penned down under the inspiration of God, God-breathed word, the inspired word of God, the Bible, the authorized version, the King James Bible. Who is Jesus giving instruction to in Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20? Who is Jesus sending into the world to proclaim the truth? John 20 and 21 says, "Then said Jesus to them again, Peace be unto you, as my Father hath sent me, even so send I you." God sent the Son into the world to seek and to save those who are lost, and we're to do the same. We're to seek them out, give them the plan of salvation, and let Jesus save them. Know Jesus today as your Savior. Let Him come into your heart. Trust Him as Lord and Savior. And if you are saved, you need to be giving out the Word of God. You need to be telling people that Jesus can save them just as He has saved you. May God bless you as you labor for Him.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.